Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen is here. First week, official week of the NFL. Plenty to talk about there. But it seems to me the big story this morning is what happened at the U.S. Open over the weekend. We've already gotten a response from one of our listeners. Listen to this.
Hi, this is Mike from Wayne, New Jersey. I cannot believe that he's going to turn this into a racial or gender issue. She told the referee that she was going to shove the racket down her throat. Now, we can talk about McEnroe or the past, but today's game, you lose a point for that. You shouldn't make excuses for these people. They should be better behaved than that.
Serena Williams suggested some sort of violent action to a line coach at the U.S. Open. She lost a point. She was docked a point. It was probably crucial in her match against Kim Clijsters. No racial issue here?
There's always a racial issue when there's the only African-American player on the court in a sport that's primarily dominated by white players, in the U.S. tennis. But it's also an issue of passion, and I think she was coming to the game with an incredible amount of passion, and she was playing in a match that she was, just seconds away from
winning.
It was
a match point.
Exactly.
Listen to this, Ibrahim. Arthur Ashe wrote in his autobiography, Marcus Mabry gave this to me earlier this morning, "I envied and I loathed John McEnroe," Arthur Ashe writes. "I wanted to act that way, but I couldn't. I wanted to. I couldn't afford myself that luxury," is according to Arthur Ashe. So there's a certain amount of subtext and tension there, even if Serena Williams was wrong in what she said to that line coach.
The reason why Americans love George Bush, because he was like the stick-to-it guy and making, keep staying in the course guy, is because sometimes when Americans are wrong, we still want to back them, even because they're passionate and they want to prove their point and they have something to gain by doing that. And so I think with Serena in this instance is that she just has so much passion for the game and she wants to win. So I think from that perspective, give her a little slack.
Yeah. Well, it's a good point. The NFL first week, Brett Favre, does he still have it?
Brett Favre still has it to hand off to Adrian Peterson.
Right.
Because Adrian Peterson is the best running back in the NFL, and so Brett Favre could be the general of a team that has the best running attack in the game.
How did the Eagles look?
The Eagles look great. They have an excellent defense. They're a very sound team, except that Donovan McNabb went down and he broke his rib. Now that sets up a lot of drama coming up, because obviously we have a guy named Michael Vick, who some people might have heard of, who could end up starting way sooner than anyone could think.
And finally, the Washington Redskins look like nothing against the New York Giants, but the New York sports fans are talking all about how good Sanchez looked at the New York Jets.
Mark Sanchez looked great yesterday, but the real thing when he looked is he looked poised. And I think right now he has a great offensive line around him, and he just looks ready to play in the NFL, and that's what they're excited about.
Any other sort of standouts on the West Coast?
Well, the West Coast. Well, San Francisco. San Francisco beat the defending NFC champions. The 49ers beat the defending NFC champions in the Arizona Cardinals, and that was a surprise game.
That was a big surprise game. I mean, what a trip down memory lane.
It's true.
If the 49ers are still in it. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, thanks so much.
Thank you. Good morning.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.